This Tourists Say radio destination takes us to the mid-north with the upcoming Ram and You Rural Ball in Jamestown. I'm here with Hayley Trott, a member of the Ram and You Ball Committee. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Now, the first thing I've got to ask, I've never been to a Ram and You Rural Ball, so you need to describe to me, what is it like? What do people see as soon as they come in?
Well, the Ram and You Ball happens in the big shed in Jamestown. So for those of you who have never been there, it's a sporting complex that we kind of shut off to make into an amazing space. We have inside, we've got the bands and music, and then outside we've created a bit of a secret garden this year aligning with our theme, where there's a wine bar, some food and some great spaces to mingle, really.
Sounds amazing. Now, do you need to be single to attend, or can you bring a date, or, you know, is this purely about love and romance?
That's definitely a part of it, but no, not at all. You can be in a relationship, on the fence, with a date. You can really do whatever you want.
And you have a VIP singles hour as well. Can you take me through what that actually is?
Yes, we do. So each year before the ball, we have a singles hour. People can apply to come and join, and it's a heap of games. So this year, they're all around the idea of a secret garden. So lots of garden games and things to get people chatting and mingling.
Amazing.
And maybe find love.
Ooh. Now, on that, when people find love, do you find that there are heaps of couples that come out of it and end up getting married with children or boyfriends and girlfriends? Do you guys get to hear about what happens later on after the Ram and You Ball has finished for that year?
Yeah, so we have had a few success stories, which have been great. We don't usually follow this up, but lots of people tell us and return to the ball in years to come. So we've got a few people that are now happily married and on farms with some kids and stuff like that. So it's really good.
Oh, that sounds so amazing. It's sort of like the Bachelor or Bachelorette for the bush, and probably way more successful.
Hopefully.
With the dress code, it says formal, but there's also the secret garden twist. Can you tell me, like, how to incorporate that? If someone was to go, you know, what do people generally wear?
We encourage people to dress formally, like they're going out to a ball, of course, and just have a twist of the theme. So whether you have some flowers in your hair or wear something floral, up to interpretation, I guess.
Now, I have also read that, you know, you've got food and drinks, free camping, a free bus around Jamestown. But what else can someone expect if they were going?
You can expect lots at the Ram and You Ball. We've got awesome bands this year and a DJ, so the music is always great. We have lots of photo opportunity places, the garden games, of course. There's lots of accommodation that do some specials and different things that go on. Make sure if you're coming and you're coming from a distance to ring local accommodation if you need anything, and enjoy.
Sounds like it's going to be a brilliant occasion, and it's the 13th annual Ram and You Ball, held on Saturday, 2nd of November 2019 at the Big Shed, like you said, in Jamestown. Now, if someone was thinking about going but they wanted a bit more details, where can they head to? Do you guys have social media or a website?
So you can find us on Facebook under Ram and You Ball, or you can go onto our website at ramnuball.com.au, and also you can just message us on Facebook and we'll reply.
Thank you so much, Hayley, for letting us know, and I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic success, and I might pop down.
Awesome. Thank you.